What Speaking Freedom does online is provide general information for the culture to use to advance and improve. What we do privately is help individualize it for your needs and benefits. Grow with us.
We are kings, we are gods, but how you get them to believe it when they don't believe in anything? We're gonna save some lives in this lifetime. We haven't church in a while. Like God's doctor in the streets, the Holy Ghost used me to set them free. If love is the new religion, the hate is sinning, we stay winning. Just handling God's business, we ain't tripping. No bread to be dipping.
Cause we're speaking freedom, giving you the answers to be free.
We use the client to develop, to grow, and to bring out the best in themselves. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just one decision, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Encouraging each person through each trial and tribulation.
Work call, yeah, man. Gotta go in here and dance, bro. I don't get that.
It's beginning to look a lot like wood. Follow my every step. Take notes on how I prep. I'm about to go in depth. This is the way I creep my season. Here's my guess a rep.
Speaking Freedom presents Good Head Group, providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. This is not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. This may contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Hi, I'm Casey. Dr. Casey, to be exact, owner of Speaking Freedom LLC, Love Gang, and Good Head Group LLC. I am also a certified life coach and host of Speaking Freedom Radio and TV. Although I have recently became an ordained minister, please be aware that I am still me, raw and uncut, the way God made me and allowed life to shape me. I pray and expect God to use me for people who can receive the way I communicate, as well as my delivery. I am not for those who are already saved, religious, or super deep. I am for the leaders, hustlers, and street influencers around the world, including pimps, killers, drug dealers, and working girls. I am sharing my experiences and perspective to help someone be inspired to be better. And for those who can identify with the various aspects of my mindset. My mindset alone does not determine the status of any active connections or current relationships that have not already been specifically addressed. Additionally, these recordings should not be taken personally if I have not already spoken to you about the topic or expressed that I have an issue. These recordings are a part of my life's work to document my experience, perspective, and to see how life has shaped me. My plan in using my stories publicly and socially is to encourage growth in those who can identify with the experiences and find inspiration in my life to heal and overcome the path that they've been set on, no matter what they face, as according to the purpose of their soul, until healing takes place. Despite the experiences that I may have had with any person, sometimes known and unknown, I hold no grudges, no hate, no bitterness or any other ill feelings against anyone. I pray that your life is whole and very fruitful. I forgive you, as I hope that you forgive me if I have wronged you or anyone that you know or anyone who listens to me. I pray that you have peace and extend the same grace to others. I have love for everyone, especially on a human level, despite flaws or experiences. But that doesn't mean that I will associate or be close to every human that I know or meet. I've experienced a very eventful life and truly believe that my mindset and story based on experiences could help those who identify with how I think and are looking for inspiration to grow further, go beyond hurt, and be great. I pray that these recordings bless you and your soul in every way and whatever way God has intended. Sending love and light to all.
Bruh, I'm so happy right now. I just picked up the copyright. I got it on the thing. Now it's on the mic.
Bruh, I'm listening to this book while I'm been walking and everything goes. I love this book. This book is really, 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 really good. It's talking about biology. It talks about individuality. It talks about different mental health issues and how different things play into it. The other day, it was talking about specifically, it was talking about how the environment that the mother is in when a child is in its womb affects the child. All these things that I've been talking about for a while, I'm listening to in this book right now. So, you know, that got me geeked up. But I'm even the more excited for the progress that I am making. Okay, so I probably should do another video for how I want to speak about how I feel about my health overall, and me getting acclimated to how my brain and body functions now. I can tell that it's a difference because just I know me, you know, or whatever. But on the business side, I am excited because I just recently officially got my shit together. And in addition to getting my shit together with this business license that is totally free because I'm a veteran. So I tried to get my business license before. And because I'm a veteran, it's free. It's always been free since as long as I've ever tried to open business back in 2006. 14 years ago. But when I went to go get it the first time, or earlier on in the year, the lady that was in the department at the courthouse was like, don't worry about it. You all right. You ain't got to worry about it since you don't pay for it anyways or something. So I was like, all right, okay, that's fine. Even though I had went and did all the paperwork, because it's a little bit simpler now because of COVID. But if you are a disabled veteran, you are entitled to some benefits from the state. And in the state of Georgia in particular, aside from a free disabled veteran's license plate and $20 for each additional plate, you also can get into some state parks for free, yada, 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 etc. But the biggest thing, aside from like the home loans and all that type of stuff, I mean, all of those things are benefits. But when you are a entrepreneur as a veteran, you are able to get your business license completely free by going and getting the paperwork from the VA and then taking that and getting it signed by the Veterans Organization, the Georgia Veterans Organization. And then turning it into your local county department so that they can issue the business license for free. Click it or ticket. I love this little yard. But I hope they didn't just stop like that so they could look at this goddamn yard.
goddamn traffic. Anyways, I'm going to pick up dinner because I did not start barbecuing because I was doing the radio thing and the time got behind me or whatever, but maybe I'll barbecue early tomorrow and then I'll be able to relax the rest of the day or whatever. Anyways, man, I was gonna cook breakfast today too and I forgot. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow. So anyways, so I did that over the course of the last couple of weeks. And I don't know if y'all been paying attention. I have been in a life coaching certification class for the last 9 some weeks. I think it's been like, we started in July. Or June. It's been a few weeks. It's been a couple weeks I've been doing this. I'll be done. Next week is my last week of class. And then I just have to make sure I have all my homework turned in and do my last buddy coaching session. In this particular program, we do have a coaching buddy. And we coach this person and they coach us. And then we get reviews. As of today, I've done 2 coaching sessions with my coaching buddy. And I promise, I have looked at the information, the score grading sheet, the rubric. And I seen that I passed and did well. I got like all 3s. On a scale of 1 to 3, 3 being the best. So, but I need to go back and listen to what they said in the coaching because I have not done that and I should be ashamed of myself. But again, honestly, I don't really know if I want to take on individual clients. I am kind of opposed to that just because it'd be too hectic for me. And I don't want to move too quickly in any one direction. My original and most present goal is not to have individual clients, but to issue out the faith workbooks alongside the audiobooks as a program, but also have other books that comes with learning tools. And then within the books, the audiobooks with the learning tools via workbooks, it allows people to experience everything that you would get in a 101 coaching session. And then if need be, I want to offer those people coaching. Like if you get a book or you sign up, maybe I'll do a limited number of slots or something. Like the first 20 people to sign up for free coaching, I don't know how I would be able to do that long term though, would get a free I do want to coach people, but I don't want to coach them like that. That's why I was thinking that it would probably be more of a school type of feel where you buy the lessons and the, what's the name, and the workbooks. And then I make maybe a Facebook group or a private forum where we can have a weekly discussion, where I start weekly discussions talking about whatever lesson. But if I did it like that, that means that it would really have to be like a school, in the sense of I would literally have to make courses be like access granted, and where it starts a school, a regular school term. Like if it's an 8-week course, then it will have to start every 8 weeks, the starting point and the ending point, so that I could provide the people to sign up during that time. Maybe that's where I do a certain number of slots, and then they have the ability to be inside of a classroom type of setting and ask questions based on the lessons. Kind of
kind of like what this life coaching program is that I am currently in, but I want it to be about your spiritual walk and faith primarily. And when you talk about that, that's a different thing than actual life coaching. This is being able to help people learn, grow, and establish themselves within themselves. That's what I'm really into myself. But even if I didn't only offer it in classes like CC, I could get a platform and offer access to the classes for those that don't want to buy the books and do it as a self study. And then the assisted faith classes would have to be an additional price because you're paying for the additional access, the additional ability to ask questions and get familiar. But then have where you can buy the books, just buy the books yourself, and then, you know, have access to that. But all of that is just me explaining why I'm excited. And I am really, man, I can't believe she was just backing up with that damn door open. Anyways, I'm really excited because I've taken the necessary steps. So over the years, I have written outlines and recorded books from my mind and experiences and the things that I've studied and read and the knowledge that I've gathered accumulatively over the years. So, all these years I've been outlining and writing and preparing for books, and then over the last couple of years, slowly but surely, I have recorded the books. I have begun and completed most of the editing for all of the books that I've recorded thus far. I have done the necessary steps over the years. So before I engaged in releasing any material that was a formal release, a publication, I wanted to make sure that I copywrote everything so that if anybody tries to get an ounce, a sentence, goddamn, not a goddamn sentence out this motherfucker, they gonna have to goddamn already know that it's covered. You know what I'm saying? Now, the thing about copyright is being able to catch it. But knowing that I have copywritten all of the material before its release has given me so much comfort because literally I just have to protect my brand and my content because, you know, it's one thing to have a trademark for the brand image, but the trademark for the brand image does not protect against copyright. Even if you go and you have inside of your content, at the start of your content, do not copy this without written permission. If you do not have it established within the copyright, you know, the U.S. copyright establishment, then it's kind of, yeah, you put that there, but when it's actually registered with the copyright office, that's, you know what I'm saying, a little bit more backing. What I learned early on is that every time that I've written something on Instagram, because this is where I started mostly, and even on Facebook, every time that I've written or shared something there, the date stamp there is an establishment for quote unquote kind of copywriting the material. So I've always been secure in knowing that I was posting there. So if you got it from there, I got some, you know what I'm saying, dates tracking back. The only ones that I don't have is things that I've left on other people's pages and or the things that I deleted. But when I did my data download, it provided all of those things. So that it isn't even a hindrance as much anymore. But instead of giving people access to the documentation where they can record, copy, or, you know what I'm saying, like, you think that you protect it because you got on somewhere where they can't download it, but that doesn't mean that they're not taking pictures and making screenshots and other things to get the content. If a person really wanted to use it, they're going to screenshot that shit, even if they can't download it. So I'm proud of myself for taking the necessary steps to get the extra protection so that my content is protected more than ever protected before. And it's relevant for me because I've heard and seen so much of me everywhere that now we on a different playing field. It's a different ball game. And this is what I've been waiting for. Ain't this what you've been waiting on? This is what I've been waiting on. I'm just thankful to actually be getting everything coming together. It feels like 2020 is really everything coming together for me, for the best of me in the course of my journey. You know, just it's coming full circle like I imagined once upon a time. I'm so thankful. It gives me a peace of mind to know that when I get ready to release these books, these audio books, and the workbooks, the audio books is even more because it's me speaking all of the things that I be thinking and saying and all of that. So, you know, yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to release it knowing that it's protected because... You couldn't even imagine what I've been through. But anyways, I'm just thankful. I wanted to share that because I'm gonna post it, and eventually all of these will be uploaded to YouTube. I think I got 52 videos at this point to where I could upload a video a week and have enough to fill up a whole year if I uploaded one video a week starting in January. So that's what my goal is for now, I believe. Now, is it gonna work out like that? Who knows? But the goal is to get those videos uploaded on YouTube. I just gotta do a little bit of editing because most of the videos are blacked out like this. So if it's blacked out like this, I gotta be able to put something on it so that I don't lose people's attention, whether I do animation type of video or I just put my logo on there. But have a great day.
I decided long ago I'm never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I live what I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity. Because the greatest love of all inside of me.
Thank you for joining Speaking Freedom as we continue to assist you with your daily growth and intuitive wisdom. Loving is a lifestyle and we love to love. Inspiration is how we fuel faith. Please join us daily for your inspiration and motivation.
We have the entire world to offer you at your fingertips. Your life enhancement coaching specialist. Thank you for choosing us to assist you in accomplishing your personal and professional goals. And have a beautiful day. In love, we trust. This is brought to you by Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you, and we love you.